Members of Congress are criticizing the Bush administration for major shortcomings in post-war plans for Iraq. Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday questioned a top Defense Department official about why the U.S. didn't send police to head off looting and maintain order, and why the U.S. post-war team was reshuffled. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Republican Committee Chairman Richard Lugar warns that victory in Iraq is at risk.
I'm concerned that the administration's initial stabilization and reconstruction efforts have been inadequate. The planning for peace was much less developed than the planning for war.
His Democratic counterpart, Joseph Biden, has been even more blunt, describing the post-war efforts as a debacle that needs to be rescued. At yesterday's hearing, he peppered Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz with questions about the looting of a nuclear site in Iraq and the lack of police, despite lessons from the Balkans that security should be the top priority in post-conflict countries.
There was either a lack of planning or overly optimistic assumptions or both. I mean, we were honestly surprised by the rise of the Shiites and the resurgence of fundamentalism. Did we plan for that? Were we honestly surprised by the lawlessness that plagues Baghdad? I have to say, Mr. Secretary, in my view, there's a real danger that if we do not recover quickly, the damage may be irreparable.
Biden argued it's time to level with Americans, that U.S. troops might have to remain in Iraq for years to come, and that oil revenues won't cover the huge costs of the U.S. occupation. Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz avoided making any prediction about the cost or how long it will take before U.S. troops can leave. He insisted that those who are criticizing the Bush administration don't understand the whole picture.
Much of what I read on this subject suggests what I believe is a fundamental misunderstanding about the nature of the security problem in Iraq, and consequently a failure to appreciate that a regime which had tens of thousands of thugs and war criminals on its payroll does not vanish overnight.
Wolfowitz acknowledged that the security situation is serious and U.S. troops are engaged in what he calls low-level combat, but he insisted Baghdad is not a city in anarchy and the situation elsewhere is far better. The deputy defense secretary also said that many of the problems the post-war team planned for were averted. The country's oil infrastructure was left mainly intact and there were no refugee or food crises. As for the shakeup in the U.S. post-war team, Wolfowitz urged senators not to read too much into it.
The standard comment in the military is no plan survives first contact with the enemy. Well, believe me, no plan at all could possibly survive first contact with a complex civilian society like the one we see in Iraq, so things are going to change.
Wolfowitz says it was always in the plans to bring in someone like former State Department official Paul Bremer as a civilian administrator. Senator Biden called that revisionist history. Biden views the shakeup as a sign of the deep division in the Bush administration about post-war Iraq, a debate that some say paralyzed the operation in the crucial first weeks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.